The year is 2030. You will own nothing, be happy, and you will have a computer that is entirely agentic AI that you don't really control anymore. You just talk to it and have it transform your tasks. That is Microsoft Windows 2030 vision. Welcome back to Switch to Linux, and we like to talk on Wednesdays frequently about Windows because it's the things that they do that drives many of us into the Linux ecosystem. This is what caused me to get into Linux years ago when I first saw that Windows 10 EULA, and I said, ain't no way. And so that's really what started my journey down Linux. And that is why we spend some time talking about Windows from time to time. If you like this content, please leave us a like down below and leave us a comment and subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. So let's go ahead and chat about what they are going to do here on their Windows 2030 vision. AI integration could transform your user interfaces. Basically, we got nothing anymore except agentic AI. Isn't that awesome? That's really what their plan is here. So, of course, we've talked a little bit about that progression. In some ways, they're moving towards a cloud-only experience where you have your entirety of your computer is on the cloud. You have a little hardware shell that allows you to get up into and to access that computer. Of course, they're trying to integrate everything with verified identification, you know, satisfy this online ID act that's been going around. They're trying to make sure everything is tied to that TPM module. Of course, even your Microsoft account, it's kind of that chicken and egg question we talked about in our recent video looking at Ubuntu utilizing TPM for full disk encryption as well, you know, where they lock it on full disk encryption and then they put those pass keys up in your account. And of course, if your account gets locked, you can't log in anything. And we were having some internal question we just don't know the answer to. If your Microsoft account gets locked because Microsoft accuses you of wrongthink, and can you even log into your computer anymore? I don't even know the answer to that. These are questions we just don't know. Now, somebody did say in the comments that in the modern iterations, they do tell you what that BitLocker passphrase is, and they kind of remind you to keep it down, but I don't know if it's as robust as Ubuntu's plan for doing that. There's a lot of questions, but in this article here, they're talking about the implementation of agentic AI embedding in every aspect of it, and they brought in a video as well. So, of course, the video here is really pushing in, and this seems to be the beginning of a series of videos. The Windows 2030 vision, the company outlines the vision of the future over the next 5 years, makes a reference to pretty much everything AI. Effectively, what their goal is here is to turn everything into an AI platform, an AI approach. And so, what he's looking at here, this is one of the VPs. This is David Weston. He's a VP of operating system and also of security at Windows. We're not going to watch the video. You can have a look at that yourself in this article or on YouTube there. But he says, I truly believe the future version of Windows and other Microsoft operating systems will be to interact in a multimodal way. The computer will be able to see what you see, hear what you hear, and we can talk to it and ask it to do much more sophisticated things. So that to me sounds like a dystopian hellhole from a company that's trying to collect everything, to snitch on anything it thinks you might be wrong about, and to lock everything out, and then of course to collect everything together for this endless barrage of advertisers whom will not take no for an answer and wants to market to us in every aspect of our life. I don't want my operating system to be tied into an agentic AI that is on the internet that sees everything I see and that hears everything I hear. To me, that sounds like a dystopian hellhole. To me, that sounds like 1984. To me, that sounds like we're going to walk in with journals into our own houses with journals under our arm, and we're going to drop it just out of the view of the telescreen and kick it over into the one place the camera can't see us, where we might be able to write some private thoughts. And even then, our private thoughts will not be our private thoughts. But that seems to be where the world of Microsoft wants to take us. Unfortunately, it is a little bit of a terrifying approach. Of course, in such a world, you don't own your computer. You don't own your data. Everything is done here. He spends a little bit of time in his video talking about the future of security. He basically says that we'll do like appliance-based computing, so every individual task does one individual thing. Part of that's actually compelling in some degree. You know, I miss the days that we had one dedicated computer, one dedicated GPS, one dedicated MP3 player, rather than carrying around our distraction box that does everything all at once. And to be clear, I do still use independent things in a lot of those circumstances. But there are certain things that, yeah, the convenience at times takes over. The question is, are we able to free ourselves in order to do things the way we want to be able to do things? So they mention in here that we are yet to see AI implemented outside of apps in the real world. So far, every AI product is a feature or service that exists inside another app or as a standalone. However, what their goal is to implement AI as the entirety of the operating system. In fact, I should have pulled the article up, but I looked at the recent things inside of the Canary build at Windows this morning, and like everything on the list is cramming more AI. This AI this, more Copilot this, more AI voice synthesis over here. This AI. They're betting it in every single portion of the operating system. And so it sounds, they right here, it sounds an awful lot like this is where Microsoft is headed with future versions of Windows, which makes sense as agentic AI becomes more capable. Recent wave of AI-powered web browsers gives us our first look into what this may be like, orchestrating workflows across multiple tabs. Let's talk about that for a moment. First and foremost, if you're unclear about the types of AI, the types of AI that we use most often these days, your ChatGPT, this is an LLM or a large language model. These are models which are pooled on just lots of available data, and they are basically wide-scale mosaic plagiarism tools. They will go into all of this available data and piece it all together to give you something that seems original. It is nothing more than the old classic mosaic plagiarism where you would just gather a lot of resources and blend them together in such a way that people couldn't really tell you were plagiarizing. That's really what LLMs tend to do. What agentic AI does in this instance is agentic. It means that it's acting as an agent for you. You assign it a task. The earlier modes that we've seen, with Perplexity being one terrifying example in their new Comet browser, which is coming out, you assign it a task, like buy me toothpaste, and it will scour the internet. You give it access to your, it has all your preferences, of course. It knows if you are one of those conspiracy theorists that don't like fluoride in the water, so it's probably going to search out of Tom's of Maine or something like that. And then it has access to your credit card, so it will scour the internet looking for the best service, and then it will purchase it from there. Now, we have a problem. I was reading some articles this week where there's just a ton of scammers that are just creating, I think one of them was like a bunch of fake casino apps. Another one, there was another one I saw recently, just a lot of just fake service apps that just look like legitimate services. And so now these are going to start tripping up the AI, and it's very possible for the scammer to put together a store which is going to scam your agentic AI, and your AI will start feeding your credit card to scammers or something on your behalf. It thinks it's got a better deal or something. So, you know, you have to add that thing, make sure it's a reputable place, you know. But that's kind of what agentic is. Well, what they're looking at here is making the entirety of the Windows operating system agentic AI. He even says in his video that for in 2030, it will be as foreign for people to use their keyboard as it is for a Gen Alpha using DOS, is what he says in his video. And so think of a time that your computer, like using the keyboard and entering things on your keyboard, touching your mouse, these are foreign things to you. That's what their goal is, because the computer sees everything you see, it hears everything you hear, you talk to it as an agent, and then it feeds information back to you. That is really what they are looking at in scope of this. That vision can be extended to the entirety of the OS, is what they're saying here. Replacing the cursor with your voice instead of manually clicking buttons and menus to complete tasks. You just ask Copilot to get a task done for you. Well, that's a terrifying prospect if you've used Copilot. So that's really what they want to do. Of course, 2030 is 5 years away. And how are they doing on that original meme, which was, what is that? Was that 10 years ago now? Was that like 15 years in the past? Was that 2015 when that thing first circulated by the World Economic Forum? It's 2030. You will owe nothing and you will be happy. How are they doing? Well, they're trying to get rid of the cars and just get you using Uber and Lyft. They're trying to, you know, they've gotten rid of a lot of the physical media. Fortunately, we're seeing some resurgence in that. You'll just get you everything in there. I was even watching Level One Tech's news program today, and Ryan's like, you know, I just gave up. I don't own any music anymore. It's all just Spotify. Do you see Spotify's raising your prices now? Oh, and they want to lock you out if they think you're underage, or they want to verify your ID as well. Ryan, please go back to physical media. Yeah, my friend, join us over here on the clean side. They will never take my Pink Floyd collection from me. I own it, and I will not give it in. You have to pry my Floyd from my cold, dead hands, you know. But the reality is, they are doing pretty good. They've gotten us to the point where we don't buy movies. We just pay money endlessly to Netflix and hope that they keep the content we want to watch. We don't buy CDs. We just pump it all into Spotify. We're getting to the point where, oh, cars is so expensive. We're getting to the point right now where houses are so expensive, so nobody owns their houses anymore. We are getting to that point where their goals are marching forward, and the only thing we can do is stand up and resist it. We need to buy physical media. We need to have our own collections of music and of movies. We need to own our books, not rely on Kindle and things like that, which you can do digitally. You can own your books digitally as long as you own the actual physical copy, like the digital copy that you can deploy to any form of e-reader you want to read it on. Digital is okay as long as it's not a licensed type digital or a subscribed type digital. But this is where they're going. And now with this next goal, Microsoft wants to take away your ability to own anything on your computer. Everything, it sees what you see, it hears what you hear, you interact with your voice. It is an agent to do the things you say to do, but you have no more agency yourself to get in there and do the work. It says, by looking beyond what has been publicly said by officials, aware of a secret project going on internally that's been tasked with exploring the very topic, this isn't just high-level visionary stuff. Microsoft has already built a working prototype code that explores this very desktop UX paradigm shift. And so as they cram more and more AI into it, of course, they talk about OpenAI, Perplexity, and other popular AI bots will be confined to an app, but Microsoft wants to break out. I want to talk briefly about Perplexity. We'll cover this probably in the weekly news roundup. We'll put it somewhere in there, maybe under our quick lines. But Perplexity has been ignoring user agents and websites that say don't crawl it. If they find a website that tells Perplexity to not crawl their site, they simply deploy random user agents and mimic something else to scrape the site anyway. Cloudflare has a fabulous article on it. Perplexity needs to be shut down. You need to respect the code of conduct from the internet. Yes, I said that. That's weird for me to say. But if a website says, hey, I don't want AI bots over here, keep your damn AI bots off the site. You know, but Perplexity is doing some really frightening things we'll chat about at some point in time in the future. Now, what I thought was particularly interesting is the comment section in this was very nice. And so nearly every single comment on this is like, time to switch Linux. And this is Windows Central, guys. This is where all the Windows geeks come up. No thanks. I'm an old retired alumni of the company and cut my teeth on DOS Windows paradigm when I worked in personal OS development. Later, I left and spent most of my career working on BI systems that sent reports to the government for a global corp. I've seen what can get stored and reported. I have no desire for an AI or computer that can spy on everything. And then he goes on. This is goes on more and more. But that's the thing. This sounds like every machine's going to have an NPU on every processor. He's not quite sure that this is going to be a technical possibility with the way AMD or Intel are looking at things right now. But this is the one that just doubts they can do that. Everyone else, I'm no Linux fan. Lately, I've been trying to set up Kubuntu environment with all my favorite apps working when Microsoft finally goes too far. I'll be ready. Well, congratulations to you, Aaron Z. Kubuntu, good choice. I'd recommend trying Linux Mint personally, but hey, Kubuntu, great distro. Go for it. let's see. I can already have my phone write messages for me, but there's a reason I'm still using a touchscreen keyboard over Smart Assistant to communicate with people. What Microsoft is describing sounded great a couple decades ago before we realized any powerful sci-fi AI that we had running in our house would be spying on us for whoever created us more than helping us. This is the direction they're moving towards. I'm done with Windows. I've waited too long for them. I've given them too long the chance to turn things around, only for them to double down on the mess. Even their own employees say they're ignoring the fundamentals of the OS and in their apps, focusing too much on what users don't even want. The video is horrible. Normally, Vision videos are inspirational and awe-striking. I still love the original Vision video, watching Surface previously iterations. Okay, let's see. Does he have more? But yeah, he was kind of terrified. And that video is a little frightening. It is a little dystopian. You watch that going, yeah, only in the mind of a corporate VP at Microsoft does this all sound like a good thing. I don't know. Why doesn't this surprise me? Windows is already an AI nightmare. It just makes more sense to dump this bloat and run Linux or Mac. Yikes. Not for me. I want nothing to do with AI. I use a Surface Pro 9 still running Windows 10. If I could find a Linux with a good touch capabilities, I would switch now. Linux with good touch capabilities. Believe it or not, Ubuntu would have good touch capabilities. Fedora probably is going to be very good at that if you can find a distro like that. A lot of it, as much as I'm not a huge fan of GNOME, GNOME is an excellent desktop environment for touch. And so that's what I'd recommend looking at Holmes 56. People don't want AI. This will just drive users to Linux. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen on driving people to Linux. There you go. And yeah, it's true. A lot of people just don't want AI at this level. You know, many people are like, okay, I'll use a little bit of AI here and there to help with some basic tasks, but I don't want agentic AI doing everything. I don't want to turn on my computer to the sterilized environment. Copilot, run me the marketing report. If that's my job is not necessary, because I can write a script to tell Copilot to do the marketing report, and I can streamline that guy down, and I can have those reports sent right to me. And of course, now we'll be talking about like UBI or something instead. I don't know. That's universal basic income, if you're unfamiliar with that. You know, tax all the rich guys, the individual guys running these companies enough money to be able to pay for all of the other louses that are now dependent slobs on their AI slop. Got a cheeseburger, you know. When Windows lets AI into my life and takes over my computer. Okay, gotcha. Poot, gotcha. Haven't seen that one. I will quit Windows. I avoid all things AI. I'll find a dumb Linux OS and live with my chosen negation of all things AI. I have a friend using ChatGPT, and she uses her Google login to access it. She asks me to give a summary of what it thought of her, and it was so scarily accurate to an in-depth degree that stopped her from using AI after that. Try it if you don't believe me. There you go. If you're addicted to ChatGPT, ask it what it thinks of you. See how accurate it is. This guy says, I've been involved with Windows since OS 2 became the base. All I can say now is the internals of the OS are being ignored. EG performance NVMe is nowhere near what the hardware can do. Copying folders, especially deep folders, is ridiculously slow. New functions, e.g. Windows Reset, don't even work as advertised, and they put your system at risk. So looks like the QA department has a lot of work to do, not AI. Microsoft still has QA. Yeah, that's a surprise for all of us. There's a lot more of these, but they all kind of run down into the same basic thread. No, we don't want AI. No, we don't want agentic systems. And if this is where the method is, I highly encourage you all to go ahead and switch to Linux. Of course, I recommend using Linux Mint if you are wanting to play around with Linux to get a start. It's just a nice, good, clean, easy system. Works very well. And this really is something that is a good operating system. It can do the vast majority of things that most people need to do this day and age. I'd highly encourage you to have a look at doing that. With that, guys, thank you for watching. Leave us a like and a comment down below. I'll leave you with a video here on a comprehensive review of Linux Mint so you can see what that's all about. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux.